The semester was something special for a group of musicians at Indiana University. They were challenged in ways that they never had been before, playing music that many thought was way beyond their ability level, and finally coming together as a cohesive performing ensemble. Would you be surprised if I told you that these musicians were actually business and biology majors? Well, it's true. The all-campus orchestra is comprised of students from all walks of life at IU who just love to play. Typically, groups like this play easy bits of classical music or arrangements of pop tunes, but not the case this semester. Under the direction of Ben Bolter, the all-campus orchestra is being stretched to play music of Vivaldi, Dvorak, and Tchaikovsky. I met up with Ben to talk music, conducting, and ask the question so many people are asking, can you pull this off? The cool thing, I think, about this whole situation is that these kids are non-music majors. They're from all across campus, some business majors, some religious studies majors, anything, but they're yet still so passionate about playing music, not just listening to music and loving music, but playing it to join this orchestra. It's amazing.
It is. I think a lot of people maybe took it thinking it would be a way once a week to maybe relax. And then they find that I'm a little demanding, but they rose to it. They rose to the occasion. And they get there early, you know, and they stay late. It's amazing, you know, there's people from, there's someone going into arts administration, there's someone in biology, and the people at SPIA Business School, and environmental affairs, and people all over the place.
I decided to pay Ben and the all-campus orchestra a visit during one of their Monday evening rehearsals. I found an empty chair in the back of the cello section next to Ella Hartley. Her major? Near Eastern Languages and Cultures, with a concentration in Arabic. Oh, and she's a religious studies minor, too. She's been playing cello for about 11 years, and as we were chatting during rehearsal, sorry, Ben, she told me that she loves how playing takes the stress away from school. I'm sitting next to Ella, hoping I'm not going to get her in trouble, because Ben looks very stressed today, I gotta say. They just played some Vivaldi, a piccolo concerto. Now we're doing a Tchaikovsky piece. This is really tricky. What's so hard about this piece for you?
This section of it isn't actually that bad for me. The first part is harder. It's got a lot of very quick runs in it that I haven't programmed into my fingers yet. It's not quite sight reading music. For the most part, because this goes a little slower and it's easier to get into it and be expressive, it's a little easier than the first one.
Okay. This one's really pretty, this movement.
Yeah.
The Tchaikovsky, that's a hard piece for professionals. It's tricky. You're also doing a Vivaldi piccolo concerto, so you have a soloist. And the soloist, Alan Tomasetti, he's a really fantastically talented flute player in the Jacobs School.
I've really taken it in my own hands to make sure that these people have an experience they won't forget. And part of that is in the ambitious repertoire. And yeah, I mean, they've risen to this occasion. I mean, I've had other conductors go, what are you, mad? You're a madman.
Like programming this?
Yes. In a non-major orchestra, are you serious? Yeah, we'll show them.
Talk to me a little bit about the role that you think music can or should play in the lives of people who love to make music, like these kids, but aren't going to spend their lives making music like you will.
The most incredible thing about music is that, first of all, there's a genre for everyone. And of course, everyone experiences it differently, but I think it's stronger than even we realize. Sometimes we forget even a little how, if we're in a crummy mood or a good mood and we want something to go along with a good mood, how much I can turn it around like that. And now these people get to do a step further and have a hand in creating it. And that's a very special process. So,
well put. Ben Bolter, he's the guiding spirit for the all-campus orchestra, conductor and guiding spirit, I guess. Thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you for having me, Annie.
Ben Bolter studied oboe at the New England Conservatory before coming to IU to get his master's in instrumental conducting. He now serves as adjunct lecturer at the Jacobs School of Music. The All-Campus Orchestra did recently perform this ambitious program, And from all accounts, it was wildly successful.